So Moses, the first task is to deal with the people that are going to be team players. The most important of them is his brother Aaron, because God had said that you will be like God to Aaron, and Aaron will be like the prophet, you'll be your mouth. So we are learning from Exodus 4:27. When they met at the mountain of God, there's kissing, some kind of a reunion, some kind of, wow, brother, my older brother, my kid brother. There's an excitement. So that's part of the result of God's preparation of Aaron. A man must have made things easier for his kid brother Moses. Then verse 28, then Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say, and also about the other signs he had commanded him to perform. You need to buy in from your key assistant. And when that key assistant happens to be your older brother, you need to have wisdom as to how you handle him. You don't go to your older brother and treat him because you happen to be now the leader, and treat him other than as your older brother. You need to show him respect. But that does not mean that he is a leader. But you need to show him. The same thing with your father. If you are going to work with your father, it will be important to show him respect. And that's why God allows them to meet alone before they can go to meet the elders, so that you get a buy-in of a key assistant before you go looking for the buy-in of the wider team, who will then finally be with you as you lead 1 million people out of Egypt. Is that the wisdom you follow as you seek to work with people?